free and bring up what you want here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there. All you have to do is find something online that you think is interesting and then submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the site in the upcoming stories section. That's where you can cast a vote on it, vote up or down, and then the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. Many more people see it, and we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And when I say we, it's Ian here with you.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And Derek J., by the way, back with us courtesy of his website, which is livefreeordance.com. And have you been blogging there since you've gotten out of jail?
I have, yeah. I've updated a couple of new things. If people are interested in what my life is now like, now that I've served 60 days in the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
Hard time!
Yep.
It could be harder.
Yeah, it resembles kindergarten, but it's also jail. So,
well, it is very institutional, right? I mean, if you went to a government school, then there are some similarities between jail and school.
Right, but there's time to play Connect Four, which there wasn't in school.
So, live for your day.
They have a Connect Four thing at the jail, and somebody hasn't lost all the pieces?
What would you expect them to do with the Connect Four pieces?
Having spent plenty of time in incarcerated myself, I can tell you that nobody can keep the pieces to anything.
You can't hide them anywhere. You're in a maximum security jail, for goodness sakes. And everyone would get mad the next time they try and play Connect Four. Don't you know?
I don't even know what to say.
So, anyway, Derek J.
Yes, here, courtesy livefreeordance.com. Yes. Also, victimlesscrimespree.com. Very exciting new project.
You finally got to see it, actually. Last time you were here, you had not yet seen it. So you've now seen your own documentary because...
It's great. Go and see it.
You can't see it yet. You can't tell people to go and see it because they can't yet. It has not yet been released.
It's going to be up there soon.
The finishing touches are still being put on Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Some very special people who were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's why they were special, they got to see a preview version of the film, but even that wasn't the completed version of it.
That's right. We've added some things. My release from jail.
There's shooting going on right now, actually.
Yeah. Shooting is still going on, but it's should still be finished by the end of the month. So check out the website.
I think that's reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, victimlesscrimespree.com by the end of the month. If you go there now, you'll see a trailer. Also, I'm doing some blogging there. You're going to love my videos. Go check it out.
Yes, indeed. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll go back to Norm listening in Minnesota. Now, Norm, last hour for our listeners just tuning in, we had talked about a couple of ridiculous arrests, and one guy was in a bar. He made a comment to one of the cops that had come into the bar for some sort of a shakedown. I guess the cops do this from time to time where they harass bar owners and their patrons. And so in this case, the guy made a comment to one of the cops about how he likes a man in uniform. And the cops didn't like that very much, I guess. So they picked on this guy and ended up arresting him for public intoxication in a bar. So the charge is public intoxication, but he was in a private establishment. And you, maybe I misunderstood what you were saying. I want to make sure we get a chance to clarify it, or you get a chance to clarify it, Norm. What were you getting at? Were you suggesting that he deserved to be arrested for saying something flippant to the cops?
No, I think this is the cops' way of protecting that guy from somebody beating the daylights out of him. There's people that would take great offense. And like I said, about 99% of the patrons would ignore remarks about, you know, their sexual gender and what he wanted to do with them. And, you know, this is the way I understood the story started. You know, that he made remarks about that he liked cops, and it sounded like he was implying that he was a homosexual.
Yeah, Norm, it does sound like that, and it sounds like he liked the way this officer looked. And there is a gay bar, the story mentions, just down the street, so it doesn't sound like it's the kind of neighborhood where people would, you know, punch someone in the face for complimenting how they look in a uniform.
Really unwise.
Norm, are you really trying to suggest the cops did this guy a favor by arresting him?
Yes, I am. Because
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, years ago I worked in law enforcement, and seeing things from the other side is a little bit different. Some of these people, they're really testy. They'll come and they'll make remarks to you, and they want to see how you react. And you have to ignore a lot of it.
That's right. That's what a professional cop would do. If you say something nasty to a professional cop, or you say F you, pig, or whatever it is you say to them, they're supposed to ignore that. They're supposed to go on and look for real criminals who are actually hurting people. But in this case, they didn't, and you're excusing it. You're excusing it by saying that they did him a favor.
No. What would happen, not necessarily that time, but if he'd run into the right... Or the wrong guy, I should say.
He did run into the wrong guy. This guy kidnapped him and then charged him with a criminal act.
That's probably a whole lot better than getting his jaw broken or, you know, getting the daylight speed out of him. And,
are you serious?
Yes, he's very
I'm serious.
Real, Norm? Come on.
I can refer you to a case about 35 years ago over in western Minnesota in a town called Fergus Falls where two farm boys took their somewhat grown men, I guess, at the time, brought their wives over to a nightclub, and they, you know, for supper, and they were sitting there trying to enjoy their supper, and this guy comes up and started making some very disparaging remarks in front of these guys about their wives.
And, pretty unwise.
Yeah, that's right.
And one of the guys got up and just decked this character and done about $2,000 worth of dental work that had to be done, and the guys and their wives got up and left. Well, they eventually traced them back over to Wappan and Breckenridge area and were arrested and sued and what have you. Well,
if you're going to be hanging out in bars, you know there's a chance you're going to talk to somebody at some point who's going to be really drunk and going to take something you say the wrong way and could possibly get into some sort of a violent encounter. I mean, that's just, I think, a reality of going to bars in some cases because some people are like that. But to excuse the police, to apologize for the police by saying that they did him a favor by arresting him, and that's a kidnapping as far as I'm concerned. They kidnapped this man. You're saying, well, something worse could have happened to him, but something bad did happen because of the police. He could have gone through his night and been fine. Maybe he'd been in that bar and hit on a number of people in uniform. You know, maybe some military guys had come in there and, you know, they hadn't taken it the wrong way. Maybe he felt comfortable in this bar. Maybe he knows most of the patrons that come into this bar. I mean, we don't know what all the factors are in this particular case. I mean, to excuse what the police did, I think is pretty, it's really insensitive.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you. I think if it saved this guy some serious physical harm and probably wised him up...
Do you think people should just keep their comments to themselves? Should they just not compliment people?
Well, you know, people do, but it's unbelievable how negative some people are out there. They're looking for a fight or they're looking to get beat up for sympathy. You know, and I've actually seen it, and I couldn't believe it when I seen it. This one character was trying to pick a fight with a couple of guys, and he was in no condition to fight.
Well, Norm,
and,
do you think if...
The only thing I could conclude is that he wanted sympathy from a girlfriend or family members or somebody else.
Some people just get really courageous when they've had too much to drink. Maybe it's just it's an assessment, and I don't know what the assessment is, but I have seen in the same instances where somebody is just being really silly around people that could probably break their neck if they wanted to. I don't know what the reason is that people necessarily do it.
Do you think there's a difference, Norm, if a stranger in the bar took it the wrong way and started to attack this man who was complimenting them? If that man is able to defend himself, I think his last name was it, Corrigan?
No, his first name.
By the way, when I was working in law enforcement, I had many occasions to walk into bars and see people. The majority of them are well behaved, and there are a few that they'll do stupid things. And once they make contact with you, and I'm talking about this. One time, a guy actually grabbed the handle of my service revolver.
Oh, that's a dangerous move.
Oh, yeah.
Norm, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-453.
Wow.
It's a risky one. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot return to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video or audio from the wilderness.
No, I have work today. This is
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're all totally free. freetalklive.com. And the features include the news updates. You may get signed up, and then you can follow Free Talk Live in whatever way is best for you. Perhaps email, perhaps Twitter, Facebook. All of it is free. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you have connectivity problems at your house due to sort of poor Wi-Fi reception, maybe you've got a big house or you've got two units on your lot or whatever it is, you know, maybe your router only really works in the basement and just doesn't stretch up to the upper room. I don't know. If you've got it, I certainly had it, and there's a product out there. It's called the Sea Cranes Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And it changed everything at our house. Just changed everything. This antenna allows you to get Wi-Fi reception for up to a mile. I'm not kidding you. People think that I'm exaggerating when I say this. This device is amazing. You've got to, and Sea Crane has a warranty. So if it doesn't work for you, then no problem. You can return it. This ccrane.com, ccrane.com, and you can go check out the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 for yourself. It's an amazing device. When you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live, and you get a free flashlight when you do. That's ccrane.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ty is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Yeah, hey, I was just kind of wondering, you know, I understand that liberty-minded people, it's kind of like a spectrum where you've got minarchists on one side, and I guess I don't know if you'd really call them anarchists or voluntarists on the far side, too. I don't know exactly. I'm trying to avoid labels anyway, but people that think that there's some place for an institution of government, and some people who think that people should just get along together and create their own societies. But I was just kind of surprised when I was listening to the podcast from last night at the end of its an Edgerton Post, where Mark interviews, I guess, is the vice presidential candidate running with Gary Johnson. Is that correct?
Right. So Gary Johnson's running for president under the Libertarian ticket, and his vice presidential candidate is Dr. James Gray.
I thought he was a judge.
Maybe it's a doctor. I don't know. Yeah, Judge James
Gray. I think he's a judge.
He's one of the anti-war on drugs judges out there, so he's really good on that.
I think
issue.
Everybody who's a lawyer anyway has a doctor of jurisprudence, so I might be saved in that area.
Maybe so. Now, I didn't hear this interview, and many of our live radio listeners have not heard. So, what was the surprise? What was the content?
I was surprised because I'm just kind of wondering where the line is drawn. I have never heard somebody who uses the term libertarian, self-applies the term libertarian, saying the praises of Alexander Hamilton, of all people. That's one of the things he said in the interview, was he wanted to go back to the founders like Alexander Hamilton and a consumption tax.
You know, I mean, he was advocating essentially the fair tax. I don't think he used the term the fair tax in the interview. And I told him that I would be happy to debate the fair tax with him at another time. The interview was, I was up against the wall as far as time frame goes. And, I have sympathy for people that support the fair tax. It is a simpler, probably more fair tax. It doesn't have the... it doesn't punish people for saving. It doesn't punish people for earning. It's a tax on consumption. I don't see how any tax is fair or any group of people gets the right to tax you for anything, frankly. Those things don't make sense to me, but I have sympathy, but the only way that I would think that the fair tax could ever get any legs, and I didn't have it, I just didn't want to answer another question, because generally on my interview program, I've got people who are very good at interviews, and very good at interviews means that they generally give long answers, and I just didn't have another 3 or 4 minutes to handle it. But I would like to see, a demand that they repeal the 16th Amendment, that's the amendment allowing an income tax, before they ever would institute some kind of consumption tax.
Yeah, exactly. But my question is, I'm just wondering, along that continuum, that spectrum of liberty-minded people, I'm thinking that at least, there's one place on that spectrum where you're not really liberty-minded. It's more statism with just the rhetoric of liberty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm wondering, anybody who considers Alexander Hamilton to be a lover of liberty, I don't know if they just don't understand or...
Well, now, explain for listeners why Alexander Hamilton, because a lot of people just hear people hearkening back to the Founding Fathers, as though they were all of like mind. So why is Alexander Hamilton a questionable figure for you?
Well, he's a questionable figure for me because he's the father of central banking, so he's the one that really started the idea in this country way of monopolizing, cartelizing banks. He is also the one that really set the seeds for America becoming an empire instead of a confederation. He was actually a very brilliant politician because his people called themselves Federalists when they were really Nationalists. So the people who really wanted to maintain the Confederation had to become anti-Federalists to oppose him. People like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson,
right.
If they opposed them, they would be labeled anti-Federalists because they called themselves Federalists even though they weren't. Kind of a similar tactic that some of the people use today, calling themselves progressives or liberals when there's nothing to do with freedom or actually making human progress.
No doubt about it. Look, I share your concerns. You seem surprised. I have to ask, is this your first this encounter with this guy, this James Gray? Is this your first encounter with like a libertarian presidential candidate or anything the Libertarian Party has done within the last 5-6 years?
Well, I did get involved a little bit with the Libertarian Party and gave up when it became Bob Barr.
So why are you surprised? I mean, it's the same party.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about the Libertarian Party part. I'm just surprised that somebody who self-applies a libertarian label who would talk well about Alexander Hamilton. I just can't fathom that.
Ty, it doesn't sound like you're a fan of politicians in the first place. I have to ask, are you a person who is planning on voting anyway?
No, I'm actually, I used to be a voter. But I kind of agree with P.J. O'Rourke. You know, it just encourages them.
Yeah, it's sort of like endorsing what they do, or at least endorsing.
Yeah, I don't think it's immoral to vote, but I think that is kind of playing into the system. You know, I kind of compare it to the Lord of the Rings and the Ring of Power. You know, you can't. It's not a matter of finding the right person to wear the ring and everything is going to be okay. It's the fact that people want to have power over others that causes all the problem. And that's really ultimately what politics is,
sure.
Is trying to say what's going to apply to other people, whether they like it or not.
So you shouldn't be surprised when someone calls themselves a libertarian but then goes on to open their mouth in ways that reveal that they don't really know what the term means. But then again, the term doesn't mean today what it used to because of people like James Gray and people like Bob Barr and all these other folks that have called themselves libertarians, talk show hosts like Neil Bortz or Glenn Beck. They call themselves libertarians, but they aren't the same kind of libertarian that I was when I joined the Libertarian Party like over a decade ago. So thanks for the call, man. I always appreciate it. 855-453, you take control.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com is the site. Lots of features, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. Yeah, that's a lot of shows, and they're all free for you. So all you have to do is go to freetalklive.com and click on whichever show you'd like. You go into the archives section, it'll take you all the way back to 06. And also, another way to access our archives is through SoundCloud. We now have a SoundCloud page. If you go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find our link to SoundCloud there. And that makes it easier than ever to share the episodes of Free Talk Live that you like with your friends. So you can use the Share button on any of our SoundCloud links, and then that'll make it so you can plug it right into your Facebook page, your Twitter, and various other social networking options. So once again, go and tune in over at to whatever archive you like at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and when you share the show, it's really great for Free Talk Live. It allows, you know, your friends on Facebook, you like the program. Well, your friends on Facebook might like it too. SACL CAI is a company that that handles accounts receivable. If you have a company and need to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI will handle collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customers reflects on you, and so their staff is respectful. They record every call so that you can be sure of what they're saying, and they have the best equipment money can buy. Your business will be handled as efficiently as possible with SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Still to come, an arrest for an overdue library book. Derek J. is going to tell us about that one. But first, we are, unless there's some sort of sporting event on, I don't believe there is, but we're on in Indianapolis right now on WXNT. And I wonder if anybody who's listening tonight was around when David Martin was walking down the middle of the street naked apparently last week, this the video came out last week. I'm not sure exactly when the event happened. The footage was posted to LiveLeak on Friday. It shows a man walking down the middle of the street in the buff and punching people during a violent nighttime frenzy in Indianapolis on, May 20th is when this went down. Police responding to the scene attempted to subdue the 27-year-old with a stun gun, but the shock had no effect on Martin,
who
continued to fight the officers with karate-like kicks. The guy's a ninja, man! Holy S! An unidentified narrator says during the clip, "No way, that guy's strong. He's got to be on something," the narrator adds. Martin allegedly injured a female officer when he pushed her into a building. He also punched a male cop in the face several times. The video shows a crowd of onlookers gathering to watch Martin's bare-bottomed antics, with several bystanders eventually stepping in to help cops restrain him. Martin was charged with battery, resisting law enforcement, and public indecency. He admitted to using spice, a synthetic form of cannabis, shortly before the rampage.
Oh, my.
Statewide ban on spice is set to go in effect in Indiana on Sunday. That would have been that's either this Sunday or, let's see, I'm not sure when this story was from. It's from Sunday, July 1st. So it's either coming up this coming weekend or it was already in effect. Spice has been banned across Indiana. The video was posted the same day that an Arizona man was arrested for stripping down and going on a wild carjacking spree. But I have to ask,
was he on spice too?
That wasn't mentioned, but I'm curious. Has anyone who's done spice actually had some sort of a violent response to it like this? Spice is this synthetic cannabis. It's a chemical that is manufactured in China or wherever it is manufactured. It's sprayed upon kind of an herbal mixture, typically. And the idea is it's supposed to mimic the effects of cannabis. Now, I know that when Pete Nademo from CopLock.org were traveling once, there was somebody who allowed them to take a few bong rips of some spice, or K2, which is another brand. They're different brands, different, and they may be slightly different chemical configurations as well. There's like JWH-12, JWH, you know, 817. There's these different tweaks, essentially, that can be made to the chemical.
I know marijuana scares some people, the idea of marijuana. This stuff scares me far more because it's a synthetic stuff and it hasn't, you know, doesn't have near the history.
Right, this is the stuff that a guy who, you know, wants to get high on some weed and can't find his dealer's number or, like, isn't around or something, they go to the store and say, oh, look, they sell this alternative. And it must be safe because the state allows them to sell it, so.
And maybe it's not. I mean,
it's not safe. Look at what crazy stuff happens.
Well, that's if this is, you know, that's if this guy is telling the whole truth about what he did.
Well,
and that's why
I've never heard a story like this from someone on weed.
Me neither, but I've also never heard a story like this from someone on spice. So, I mean, the last story I heard about somebody doing one of these synthetic cannabinoids is that essentially locked them to the couch. That, you know, they weren't going
anywhere. Also pretty scary.
They weren't going anywhere. Like, it was such an intense high, like a body buzz or something like that, they were just pretty much locked down. So, I mean, obviously people are different. An individual is going to respond perhaps differently than another individual might. And I'm wondering what your experience has been with spice. 855-450-FREE. Is this believable?
Or naked ninjas.
Right. I mean, is this believable that this guy would have smoked some spice and then ended up naked in the streets attacking people? And now whether he attacked regular folks or just the police, it's not made clear in this this piece. Dave is actually with us here in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Dave, are you not the same Dave from the story, are you?
I am the Romney voting Dave from Indianapolis that is going to help save the Republic while you guys sit at home on your arses crying over the fact that spice is also illegal. I don't know why you guys, you should be raising hell right now.
So I guess this you're not the Dave running through the streets naked in
downtown. No, I pretty much keep my clothes on and I can have my fun indoors. I don't
pretty much.
Blame myself. No, what? You guys, this is your poster child, man. You guys got to come to a brother's aid.
What are you talking about?
Shouldn't spice be legal as well? I mean, you're in for legalizing marijuana.
I think it is. Actually, spice is legal.
Not until Sunday.
Well, I was going to say, they're getting ready to shut the door on that one. But, no, you guys really. You
no, all things are permissible, not all things are beneficial.
Okay. Well, exactly. Cannabis being one of them.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Cannabis?
If you stay inside
yes,
all day,
this is Dave who calls and calls me a doper or whatever.
I see.
Yes.
You think that cannabis makes people dum-dums.
I'm not going to take the chance of them being out in public. They can stay at home and smoke it. Just don't come outside your house.
Well, hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, that'd be a huge step in the right direction if you will allow people to, transport marijuana to their home and smoke it there and stay home. That's fine and dandy.
Well, treat it like drunk driving, but don't allow them to light up anywhere but their house.
Well, I think that's certainly a huge step in the right direction. But I'd like to point out that we've had three presidents in a row that have been marijuana smokers at least some point in their life.
Admitted that it was the wrong thing to do, too.
No, they didn't admit it. They said it because people like you out there would scold them for it.
I'll give you that one.
What's that? Oh, yeah, it has to be Obama, right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, well,
what about Clinton? You liked him?
Dave, do you think any of those presidents should have done jail time?
If they were caught, they probably would have done jail time.
Do you think that's the right path? Do you think that's a good solution?
I think to get them out of the public, yes. Because you go off every time. Listen, somebody gets
high. I'm listening to you.
Somebody gets high, they want to stay in their house, fine. Somebody gets high, they want to go out in public.
What if I want to take a walk?
Not in public. You're totally in control of yourself. You're totally in control of yourself.
But I've seen plenty of people that are sober and walk around the streets looking pretty wacky.
We're not talking about plenty of. We're talking about the guy like this guy who could be a problem.
Well,
this guy could have been a problem with or without spice.
Right, this guy was probably crazy.
There have been a lot of ninja fighting naked guys throughout the years prior to spice.
Do you remember what common courtesy actually is?
Should I be able to have a beer and walk down the street?
Not really.
No.
No.
Should I be able to drink a beer in my house and then walk down the street?
See, you can't if you're under control. But there's a lot.
Well,
of people
everybody
that
I know. Hold on, Dave. Have you ever known someone who smoked pot?
I've been around it. Yeah.
So
most of those people are in control, right?
Well, see, that depends. Not really.
Give me your absolutely ludicrous example of the uncontrollable pot smoker that you've been around. That's what I want to hear. If you can hang on and you can tell us that story, I really want to hear about it. 855.
I want to hear how voting for Romney is going to save the Republic.
855-450-3733. You can take control more with anti-pot Dave, for lack of a better term, here. We have one Dave that really likes Bob the Carlson Show. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, arrested for an overdue library book. Derek J. will give us the details on that one. Well, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. That's the point of this program. By the way, you can support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. The concept is $3 a month can help us get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if these are valuable things to you and it's worth $3 a month to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, then I think you'll find that we can do it better than, say, some of those liberty think tanks can for a whole lot more. Like, their budgets are huge, but are they getting on talk radio stations nationwide? Nope, they're not. We can do that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We are doing it with over 100 stations, and I have to say that probably 80-plus of those stations are directly thanks to the Free Talk Live AMP program. I mean, it's the super majority of our radio stations, I believe, are on board because of listeners like you that are going to amp.freetalklive.com and helping us with that. So thanks in advance, and for those of you who have been amping, thank you for that too. And for those of you who amped once upon a time but can't do it anymore for some reason, thanks. We appreciate that as well. But we'd love to have you back at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. And the AMP-only podcast doesn't have the regular podcast commercials in it. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Dave is listening to Indies WXNT. And Dave, we've been talking about cannabis. Actually, you kind of brought that one up because we were talking about the synthetic cannabis, which, of course,
we were.
Because the allegations are there was a guy there in your very own Indy who was running through the streets attacking people and fighting with the police. He claimed he was smoking spice, which is a synthetic cannabinoid. And, of course, spice would never have come into existence had cannabis never been prohibited. And you are kind of a decrim guy.
Hold on. Don't throw that fist out there like that. You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Well, you can't prove it.
Had nothing to do with cannabis. I mean, come on. Well, you're wanting me to prove that somebody is not dangerous, that everybody is not dangerous.
Hold on. You're going over the edge. I didn't get back to that part yet. If you want to say that spice would exist if cannabis were legal, it's a ridiculous argument.
It is sort of synthetic cannabis.
Right.
Why would somebody smoke synthetic?
Scissors, dip, and glue, okay?
apples to oranges. It has nothing to do with anything.
They got, but they're sipping real glue, not synthetic glue, because they can buy real glue legally.
If they get a buzz, they're going to try it. Doesn't matter what the hell it is.
I think that might be true with some folks, but
the market
it
has
is synthetic cannabis.
Hold on. The market has to demand something in order for
enough
someone to supply it.
Have to buy it.
And if people are happy going with the natural flowers that they can buy, that they, in theory, should be able to buy, cannabis, through a normal distribution channel, then they're not going to demand a fake version of the real thing.
Focusing on the wrong thing. It doesn't matter what it is. We could call them all intoxicants, okay? The point of it is you can't walk around out in public outside of your private property high or compromised.
Sure, okay? I can. It's fun to walk around high.
You're under the influence of something, and you forfeit.
So what?
I'm kind of curious about this, Dave. I have an allergy to a caffeine. And when I have if I had a couple of Diet Cokes, like, you wouldn't want to hang out with me. I'm just a real jerk. And
that's
so
on you,
this is
you
an intoxicant.
Leave your house, Mark.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm asking you. In the rest of these things, you want to see illegal. My question is, caffeine affects everybody in some manner or another. It is essentially an intoxicant. It's a mood altering substance. Is it okay for people to consume that outside of their houses?
Yeah, because I don't think that you can attribute, the violence or the impaired driving to caffeine the way you can, something
sure
like
you
pot
can.
Or beer.
Pot?
Or
violence to pot?
No, what about all the people who stay up all night because they drank coffee and then they go and drive while they're sleepy? That causes a lot of accidents every year.
Well, like I said, if you can statistically prove that doing that
I don't
is
want
as
to.
Bad or worse
like
than
this.
Drinking or driving high, then you might have a case. My point is, you can't. You have to treat marijuana like you treat, say, alcohol, except for one thing. If you exhale marijuana, okay, people around you are at risk of being intoxicated.
That's
I
pretty
know
wild.
I got, but I've been around it, and I can testify to that fact. You can't.
How? So
you
in a car with somebody?
Like cigarettes or beer. So they have to. You know, if you're in your own house, you want to get high, you want to blow smoke around the room. Fine. Once you walk out in public off of your property where there are other people about.
All right. I want to get back to the answer to the question I asked before the break. Dave, I want to get back to your answer to the question because I'd asked you about your experience with people using cannabis. And you said that you had to leave because you were scared they were going to get violent or something. Tell me more about that.
I have a job where if it gets in my blood and I just so happen to get tested the next day or a couple days after that and it turns up, then I've got problems.
Gotcha.
Also, I'm a professional. I'm a limousine driver. So if there's people in the back doing that, I pretty much have to roll both my windows down if I'm going to be around it. And I haven't done that for a long time. I did it one time, and I came back to the office, and I was buzzed, and it was because of the smoke.
Okay, dude, I get it that you don't want to get high. That's cool.
And it was in a car.
Look, I get it that you don't want to get high, so therefore you shouldn't put yourself in situations where people are smoking in closed areas. But how does that affect... Because my question earlier was about your experience with someone who's high.
Yeah.
You made it sound like you thought somebody who was smoking pot could get violent, and I'm sorry, I've never had that experience. Have you?
Well, not personally, no.
Okay, great. So
now let me ask you about voting totals in Indiana. Now, you said that you were going to...
Let me make this quick point, all right? Let's compare, if you take beer, cigarettes, and pot, all right? They all have their bad effects. But the thing about it is, if you're around beer or you're around cigarettes, you're not going to get a secondhand buzz. You're not going to, just by walking around out in public drinking a beer or, smoking
you
a cigarette.
You are not going to get a buzz from walking around in public.
Right. There's a difference
period.
Between smoking in a car
that.
With people.
You do not know that. If somebody sits down in a restaurant or they're walking past you or standing next to you on a
ridiculous.
Sidewalk and smoking pot, you're going to get a secondhand buzz.
No, sir.
Not
it's ridiculous.
There's my testimony. It has happened.
Okay.
If someone blows
but
pot
you did
in
it
your
in
face,
a car, Dave.
If someone blows pot in your face, that's rude. That's, a violation of your
like
personal space.
I can get intoxicated after that. That's what I'm saying. You have to have some common courtesy.
So
I won't blow my pot smoke in your face. How about that? And then you can just let me walk down
the
street.
Millions of users out there. I'm pretty sure that
everyone's just dying to blow their smoke in your face, Dave.
Right. I mean, I walk out in the real world every day, and people don't blow cigarette smoke in my face. But.
Well, I'm going to tell you how Mitt Romney is going to save the republic.
Okay,
no,
that happens.
I love to hear that.
We get, and you guys have to vote, and I would urge you to vote.
No,
for
I don't.
And here's why.
And I will not. I will
you
not.
You get a candidate. Well, I know because you suck, but you get a candidate.
No, it's because I don't vote for aggressors,
said,
sir.
Who has said, if elected, he will repeal Obamacare. You give him
and
Congress.
He will institute Romneycare.
You know, Obama said there's been a lot of promises made.
Like I said Friday, you can't prove the guy a liar until you can prove the guy a liar. All right.
He's a politician.
Let me finish. You give him a Republican Congress, you give him the White House, and he has said, priority number one, the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, he will repeal Obamacare.
What do I care?
Okay.
I'm not going to participate
well,
in it anyway.
I'm a fan of it. I assume that you guys aren't fans of Obamacare. I'm assuming you guys aren't fans of...
And nor am I a fan of Romneycare.
I'm not a fan of thousands of other laws that were passed in the four years that Obama...
Obamacare is pretty big right now. This is the biggest one we got.
It is a big one. It's
Dave.
Here's the thing, Dave. I want to make sure that you understand.
Yeah.
The voting disparity between Obama and McCain in 2008 in Indiana, and remember, you're not voting for president. You're voting for the electors for president. That will go on. So, yeah, Indiana's kind of a swing state, so your vote actually does count. Those people
not
in
really.
California.
Romney will take Indiana.
Okay, fine.
This is Obama
okay,
this
so,
is
so Dave,
Obama
let me ask you this,
know.
Dave. Wait, before you go on, why are you going to vote for Romney then? If Romney's going to take Indiana, why vote for him?
Because he has said he will repeal Obamacare.
But it doesn't matter. You've already said he's going to take Indiana, so it doesn't matter whether you vote for him or not. If Romney wins by one vote, 100 votes, or 100,000 votes, he still takes the same amount of electors from Indiana. You might as well stay home and not waste the gas.
Slow down. Take a breath. The point is you get him in there. Okay.
I can't get him in there.
Talking about, you get him in there because the guy has said... He will repeal Obamacare.
Hey, how did that go?
Wow.
You know what?
I can do math, Dave.
Hold on a second.
I'll also tell you why I think.
How old are you, Dave? How old are you?
Older than
what difference
you.
Does it make?
Well, I think that if you've been through more than one election cycle, you should know that these people are going to lie to you. I mean, I could understand if Dave were like an 18-year-old, completely naive teenager.
He expects to get lied to. He just believes.
He's not my first pick, but you can't say he's a liar until he actually does it.
Go look up Romney lies on Google, and you will find no shortage of them.
He is not my first choice, but this is. These are the cards we've been dealt.
But he told me he'd get rid of Obamacare.
I don't care why anybody votes for anybody else. I just don't want you to be under the delusion that your vote actually counts.
What, it doesn't matter, even if he is the deciding vote. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Good luck with your buddy there.
It was 30,000 votes that separated in
2008. It doesn't even matter, even if he was the deciding vote. Oh, great. So you've now elected another scumbag politician. You think this guy's going to be your savior? Please. And as though he hasn't lied, you don't get to become a governor of a state without being a lying politician. 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C. Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C. Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.